Welcome to TruthMafia.com, the number one alternative media platform in the world. I told you right before the weekend, the next big thing to watch out for was Hurricane Hillary, right? Now, before I get into Hurricane Hillary and the havoc it just wreaked, let's take a look at the fires again. So, remember, the Canada-USA fires that started back on the 25th. So this is what the map looked like. I mean, everywhere was on fire at that time. Now, you know me, guys. I always look at the numerology, right? So from that day when the fires broke out, June 25th, until August 8th was 44 days. HARP is 44. KILL is 44. You think that was a coincidence? I don't. And let's not forget, families, little kids were jumping in the ocean to save themselves. Why did they call children off of school that day? Why? There's all kinds of stories going around.
Tropical Storm Hillary, after wreaking havoc in Mexico, now targets California. The Golden State braces for fierce winds and torrential rain. As it's corny as Southern California, the storm's early impacts have already been felt since Sunday, leading to increasing rain totals and growing concerns. Officials warn this could be one of California's most devastating storms in recent memory. In Arizona's Lake Mead National Park, evacuation orders are in place. Elsewhere, Nevada's Clark County, with Las Vegas at its center, has declared an emergency. By midday, Hillary's winds reached 60 miles per hour, and its center loomed dangerously near San Diego. Flash flood warnings are in effect over Los Angeles, with rain intensities potentially reaching 1.5 inches per hour. Mountains neighboring San Diego have reported gusts up to 84 miles per hour. The storm has already claimed a life in Mexico. Although once classified as a Category 1 hurricane, Hillary weakened upon approach. Despite this, forecasters anticipate unprecedented rainfall, with some areas potentially receiving up to 10 inches, accompanied by destructive winds. In Palmdale, located north of Los Angeles, mudslides have been reported, leading to travel advisories. California's Governor Gavin Newsom has declared a state of emergency, preparing for the challenges ahead. The overarching message from officials is unmistakable. Hillary might be one of the most severe storms California has encountered in over a decade. Residents are urged to stay vigilant and safe.